I tell you, it was really in response to work that I had carried out ever before people ever got to know me. And my faith and my belief in God and the work that he does has always been with me. I've always been aware of his presence and the message within the gospel. So everything that happened through Eurostar, and I really do feel that there was a lot of guidance there. And so the response as well, we released an earlier material that had been recorded just before I embarked on other things, and the response to that was tremendous. But in saying that, that was released on quite a small scale, and the response was very good. But I really did feel that my work as in gospel music deserved far greater and greater production, because I believe it only deserves the best when we're singing about the Lord, as best we can do. So I had travelled, and I was just coming back from, or before I went to America the first time, I had received the first time I had heard the miracle of the rosary. Now, my faith was always a driving force, and this was something I'd always discussed with my producer, James Blenner Hassett. And he was aware that I wanted to, and I really did want to, do a good gospel album. So we'd done a lot of touring and playing with concerts, and I'd always incorporate some gospel music. And then the public came back to me, and people that would have bought my first country album, King of the Road, kept asking me, well, they just felt that gospel was in me. Where was it? How come I wasn't singing it? And we'd perform some gospel songs, and the response was tremendous at the concerts. So Eileen, really, in a sense, it's a combination of my own personal faith, the desire to give something back, because I always believe that God gives us our talents. And in saying that, we work to try and survive and live in the world we're born into. But it's also hugely important to give praise to God and to glorify him through our talents and our work.
Well, will you survive in the world of today singing just gospel music?
I smile and I laugh. Because people, that question always humours me. I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to try. And I asked myself, well, people seem to be, there seems to be an element out there within society that seems to glorify, and they seem to make a huge fortune out of belittling and making a joke about our faith. Well, the way I look at it is, I want to go out there and I want to glorify what is our faith and the gospel and the word of God. So, like, I really do believe good will always overcome evil. And that's the way it'll always have to be. I'm not saying that I really would, if I can make 15 albums of gospel music, new, the not so new, mix it something new, but spread the word. If I can, I don't mind. I don't mind persevering. I don't mind not being as popular and cool. I can live with that, because I believe that there's people that want it, and so they deserve to have it. And it's all about going out there and challenging things that I believe, and I think so many other people believe. This is my own personal that there's a need for it, and it needs to be done. And I, you know, we have had a huge response to the tours, the concerts, and they're very spiritual, you know, and that's good. There is I enjoy myself as well. I go out there and I like to sing songs of places and people and culture and what we're all about as being Irish or being liking country music or whatever. And that's very much a part of me. But the core of what it is, if it hasn't got a good message, well, you know, gospel music is very, very much a part of what I'm doing in my life. It always has been.
And who are your audience?
Mixed. You know, I really do feel, I believe that people are searching now. There's a lot of wealth in the world, but there's a lot of emptiness in people's lives. You know, the audience then is mixed. It's young, it's old. Within the Divine Love album, you know, there's 14 wonderful, beautiful tracks. The message is no doubt the message of God. From start to finish, from track 1 to track 14, Our Lady, the messages that is contained and the life of Our Lady and the life, the birth of Our Lord is contained within them. And that's something that I'm very proud to be a part of. But Eileen, one of the things is, you know, it's easy listening. It's you can have it on in the background, and it's important that music isn't left on a shelf. It's important for me in this work. I've been given a gift, so that I must go out to people and bring it to people and access it. There's a lot of negative things on the shelves in our stores and various things. This is something that's very, very positive. It's we're delighted. A lot of effort's gone into it, and it's a beautiful product. But that's how it should be when it's glorifying the Lord.